This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer, we're broadcasting great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes America's truckers, the 18-wheel drivers, over-the-road drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, men and women out there. And don't forget about our bulk mail haulers either. We appreciate what you're doing, getting the mail where it needs to go. Today is a holiday, though, so guess who's not working? Those guys. Now, suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, and they are working. And, of course, our Amazon folks in the warehouse and the drivers, too, and they are working. By the way, don't forget you can follow us on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on MeWe and Parler. You can also follow us on Gab. You can follow us on Getter. We can follow us on True Social, Twitter, and Instagram as Captain's America, Captain's America. And don't forget our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you can find some really neat stuff over there. All righty, joining us right now, the professor of politics himself out of California, IA, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
How about if we try to say the Pledge of Allegiance? You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Now, we underline and exemplify the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we want you to know that. All right, we've got some breaking news again coming out of the Ukraine. Apparently, Russia has launched an all-out strike on, it looks like, about 8 or 10 cities, including Kiev. Missile strikes are coming down in a lot of different areas. This is part of a threat that Vladimir Putin made yesterday as he called his cabinet, or I guess it was his cabinet, into special session. Is that right?
Well, we understand that Vladimir Putin was going to call the equivalent of his national security team, basically. We understand that basically this was there to make some kind of response or reprisal to the attack, of course, on the bridge linking Russia and Crimea. A particular general there had said that there was going to be an answer to all of this. And, of course, Captain, we are now hearing that there are massive explosions being reported, not only in Kyiv, but in other Ukrainian cities, as you mentioned. These include Lviv, Chernobyl, and Dnipro, if I'm pronouncing those correctly. Obviously, this is going to be very, very significant. We understand that the Ukrainian capital, this according to The Guardian, was targeted by at least 4 missiles on Monday morning, the first strike in several months that's happened there.
Yeah.
The other Ukrainian cities also came under Russian attack. They said they heard several missiles pass overhead. with at least one striking, while the fourth detonation could be heard later on. So again, this is all starting just to now come in, but it's definitely, Captain, an escalation of what happened with that attack on the bridge, which actually cut off a very important Russian supply line at this point.
Well, you need to be careful what you wish for, because I believe the Ukrainians are sitting waiting for the Russians to come across that border, and when they do, they're going to cut them to ribbons. That's number one. Number two, I also believe that they have the same capability that Russia does to launch a bunch of missiles and drop them right in some of their areas as well for retaliation. And I believe we're going to see everything step up right now, which could be part of what we're hearing. Remember, we heard there's going to be an October surprise. Well, that could be part of it.
Well, that's right. Well, the escalation is there, and we certainly, I think, Captain, will see it intensify here. And, of course, the big question is whether or not it will ever truly get to the point where there could be a tactical nuclear weapon used, for example. Certainly the President of the United States has brought it to the very forefront of the discussion, and so here we go. This is a very, very tense time that we're seeing happen right now.
Now, I want to get to something else which is extremely important. Election Integrity Watchdog, I'll get that right, has filed lawsuits over millions of cases of voter registration fraud across several states, predominantly blue states, where people were allowed to vote who never should have been.
And the one thing, Captain, that the American people, no matter what state they live in, they have to be able to trust the integrity that when they go to vote, somebody else's vote that's not supposed to be there because they're deceased, for example, something else isn't going to cancel out their legitimate vote. And this is what this kind of thing is all about.
They had one area of Pennsylvania where they had 500 people who were registered two and three times in the state of Pennsylvania to vote.
Well, right. The old joke, vote early and vote often, takes on new meaning here, and it's not funny. That's the thing.
No. Now, we don't know if they voted early and voted often, but one could assume you'd have those registrations because of that.
Well, sure. And in other words, but any attempt to try to go through and clean out the rolls is always seen as some kind of voter suppression.
Voter suppression. Really?
No, it's...
Well,
Stacey
Abrams, I want to lead her by the hand and stick her nose right in all of this voter suppression crap. All right, caller, hold on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. Folks, we'll be right back with more Kyle Warren, too, here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along tonight on the airwaves.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that I take and have been taking for well over 8 years. And the reason, of course, that I take it, ladies and gentlemen, is because it works. That simple. It works. If it didn't, you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Now, let me remind everybody, if you want to find out more, go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the little logo there for the 1995 3-week quick start. That costs about $1 a day to get it started. See what it'll do for you. And in the meantime, when you do that, you'll find out what I have already found out, and that is that the product works and that it's not got any drugs in it. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product as well, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, pain, and swelling. It will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source, and it will do it in multiple areas. I know because I've had a backache, when I've had a footache, when I've had an elbow ache, and they all went away. Pretty simple. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We got a couple callers. I'm going to go to one of them right now first. Okay. Mary, what's going on there, kiddo?
Hey, good morning. I've been watching these old TV shows from back in the 60s and maybe 20 years ago. One of them was
the 60s was like 60 years ago.
Excuse me. 60 years ago, the technology that they had then is absolutely astounding.
Sure.
So, like, pinpointing exactly who's doing what back then with facial recognition and all of that for mostly these police shows. So you can only imagine what kind of information they can get today on people, and especially with voting. Those ballots can be watermarked. You don't know it, but they do. And they can track every single one of these people. So election integrity needs to keep on going. And that's all I needed to say and ask Kyle what he thought about that.
Keep on trucking.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mary. Okay. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Mary. Yes, well, certainly by today's standards now than it were, it, what might have been 30, 40, 50 years ago would be just unprecedented. Certainly, you know, people walk around with these tracking devices that also make a phone call every once in a while, and all your data flies through the air and so forth and can be captured and so forth. But I think you're exactly right. People know more about, or, you know, those who control the technology can certainly know an awful lot more about individuals than they ever could, and I'll say this, in human history.
One of the things that's going on right now is there are tens of thousands of people being trained to be poll workers. You probably know that, right?
Right, right.
And they're going to be out there for this election. And in addition, there are tens of thousands of people are being trained to be poll watchers, which is a different part of the election process where they are going to watch or irregularities, and report them. And there's a very large amount of people that happen to be from the Republican Party or they're registered Republicans that have signed up to do this because of what they think happened in the last election. And I don't blame them. And there's going to be a lot of watching and observing going on that wasn't there before.
Well, you know, Captain, I'll say this for a little bit of humor, and that is, well, I suppose then that you're going to have to find a lot of Democrats who are going to want to put up cardboard on the windows of any room.
That's not going to happen again, Kyle. That will not happen again. I guarantee you that one.
Exactly.
That was a violation of the law specifically because they couldn't block those windows legally. And I knew it at the time. I talked about the law, and nobody did anything. Nobody did anything. But then again, it's because it was in an area that was controlled by Democrats. So this time that's going to change because there's going to be a bunch of federal marshals around. All right, hold that thought. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, that's right. These things have to literally be brought into the light.
Hold that thought. Got a caller here. Good morning, Bagabin Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain. Now the Ukraine is heating up.
Heating up. It's on freaking fire right now.
Well, the question is, what about nuclear fire?
Haven't heard a word about it yet.
Well, I think what we ought to get is, in quote, the definition of a tactical nuclear weapon, because they have a wide range of yield, and even the smaller weapons, and by smaller, I mean 1 kiloton and below, will still release radiation, even if it is in a, in quote, restricted area. And that's what we got to be careful of. And if they hit us or hit them with one, are we going to hit them with one of equal size?
What do you think?
Are we going to send some over to Ukraine so they can use them too? And we got to be careful of these type of things. All right, Captain, that's it.
All right. Well, first of all, if they hit the United States of America with any kind of device, watch and see if we don't annihilate them. That's number one. Number two, the Ukraine, I still believe, Kyle, I hope I'm wrong, I still believe they're on their own. If they get nuked by a dirty bomb or whatever happens, we aren't going to retaliate.
Well, I would hope that is exactly correct, because obviously, Captain, the idea would be to escalate this war to wherever it's going to go, and in the sense of where some of the powers that be seem to be driving this thing. We got to turn this thing off. The President of the United States, Captain, ought to lead. He ought to get these parties to the table. That's exactly where this needs to go. You don't have to give up land and all the other stuff, but you got to get them to the table, and you got to lead in this. And if you're not going to do that, then we're going to unfortunately see, I think we're going to see a terrible, terrible escalation here. But I think you're right. we see something go off in Ukraine, it doesn't automatically mean we're going to launch at Russia. But Russia wants to, I think, in many ways, draw other countries into this conflict. And to that could mean that there would be something used outside of Ukraine. And if that happens, all bets are off.
Okay. You want to end this thing pretty quickly?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm President Joe Biden, I call up Donald Trump, who got along with Putin, and say, Mr. President, we would love to have you try to intervene in this and go talk to Vladimir Putin and find out what we need to do to back off. Well, of course, Putin's going to say, tell Biden to shut up. That's number one, because he does not respect Biden. He does not respect Blinken. He does not respect anybody that's in the Biden administration that's over there. He just doesn't. Actions speak louder than words. We've got Pompeo, who could be an emissary. We've got Donald Trump, who could be an emissary. And I don't care whether or not the president likes it or not, Joe Biden, but think about this for a second. If that's something that would help the situation, and I believe it would, why wouldn't you want to do it?
Well, because of the politics, obviously, but...
Who cares? You want to save your country or don't you?
Well, see, that's the rub right there. You have to be able to save the country and do whatever it takes. Unfortunately, and please don't, again, I'm not trying to be funny, but they'd end up trying to send, like, John Kerry over there to talk to Putin or something. This is just ridiculous.
John Kerry would get laughed off the diplomatic stage.
Right, right.
They have no respect for him over there either.
Well, of course not. Then you have this question about regime change in Moscow. Does it come internally? Is it something that we try to facilitate? Just talking theoretically here. But even so, that can create major problems in and of itself.
Now, let me tell you what Vladimir Putin would respect.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you send retired General David Petraeus over there. He's a former military guy, right?
Right.
Got quite a record behind him, quite an impressive record, right?
Right.
That gets Putin's attention. That kind of stuff gets his attention. The politicians don't. Never have, never will.
Well, of course not, because what we're seeing with the politicians right now is simply grandstanding, trying to literally exacerbate this problem, I guess so that they can talk tough. But why use the word Armageddon? This is all madness. It makes absolutely no sense. It's not leadership, and it's certainly not de-escalating this huge problem. Because this is how these things start. You have the regional conflict, and then it can go ballistic.
Well, it can, and we're going to try to make sure it doesn't. But in the meantime, here comes the music. Hang on. We'll be back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. This is the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And I will be right back.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Hurricane Julia has made landfall in Nicaragua. Dave Roberts is a hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center. He says they could experience a life-threatening storm surge of up to 6 feet along the coast. Two young children died and their mother was hospitalized after they were attacked by the family dogs in Tennessee, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports. Detectives responded to a home near Shelby Forest State Park, just north of Memphis, on Wednesday afternoon. A 2-year-old girl and a 5-month-old boy were dead at the home. Their mother, who was also attacked, remains hospitalized in stable condition. A round of missile strikes on the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia killed 12 and left 49 injured early Sunday. The southern city was hit by 6 Russian cruise missiles and 16 S-300 anti-aircraft missiles, according to Ukraine's Air Force. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. It's my privilege and my pleasure and my honor to inform everybody that we've got this event coming up on Sunday the 16th. Going to have a little get-together with some of our Salem Media Group celebrities over at the Jewish Community Center here in Tampa, Florida. And I will be in the presence of greatness in the form of United States Army retired Lieutenant General William Lennox. He's a tanker. He's a combat veteran. Served in Vietnam, Kosovo, and other places. And oh, by the way, he was the United States Military Academy Superintendent from 2001 to 2006. The general and I will be at a table that he will have there from the Heroes Mile Association he's part of. And some of you may remember the general because he was the former president at St. Leo University back in 2015. Now, Heroes Mile is an organization that was founded so a trained veteran health care staff could help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Now, their track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with them is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to the concept of recovery through common ground. Now, alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress, and more are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. You can call them now at 888-VET-NOW, or you can visit their website, HeroesMile.com, that's HeroesMile.com, and tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be glad you did, because if you know someone that
need some help, or if you need some help yourself and you've been wondering where can you go, who can you trust, you think you can trust a fellow veteran that has all the experience and the training, medical and otherwise, that could help you? I think you can. So give it a try. See what happens. Okay. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have a caller from, let me see here. I do believe it's our little friend up there in Colorado. Is this Aaron?
Oh, yeah, this is me. Hey, what's up, Cap?
What's up?
What's up, Professor Positive? You know, what's going on in Ukraine is just a game of chicken, and it's just who's going to bleed first. You got North Korea shooting missiles over Japan.
Oh, it's more than that. Wait. Hold on to North Korea. They actually put a flight of planes up at the same time they launched the missiles. They flew a bunch of planes by South Korea.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of like they were wondering. They had the South Koreans thinking, I wonder how they're going to hit us.
Well, like I said, you know, you got North Korea shooting missiles over Japan.
Right.
Freaking them out. But the thing is, though, it's still a game of chicken. You know, just who's gonna make the first dumb move, and that's it. So, you know, when it comes to Ukraine, God bless them, keep fighting the good fight. You know, I think it's just history repeating itself. You have the former Soviet Union invading Afghanistan. Eventually, they get pushed out with the help of the United States and, of course, the Taliban fighting against the Russian forces there. Eventually, push them out. No different here. Ukraine is, I didn't realize Ukraine is such a big country. It is huge. I think it's one of the biggest countries on the planet. So here you got a stupid, evil leader in Russia invading huge country. It's unbelievable how he's. It's a calculated mistake. It's a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, Russia, Putin, whether Putin lives to see it or not, eventually Russia will be pushed out of Ukraine. So I mean, it's just stupid. And and to me, they're all part of the Legion of Doom. You got China. You got Russia. You got, of course, Iran, and then of course you got the little sidekick, North Korea. So in the long run, and I always look at the long run, not the short term. In the end, they'll be all crushed, and that's how I look at it. They will be crushed in the long run. But anyway, Cap, Professor Pocket, have a good night. Have a good morning. Goodbye.
Take care, Aaron. Okay, Kyle, what do you think, real quick?
Well, no, I appreciate Aaron's call very much. I do think that Putin is going to look for some other way to justify these escalations, just as he did with the initial invasion. Question is, will he be able to justify it to the Russian people, who are becoming increasingly more restive with all of this? They don't buy this war any more than we do at this point, it might seem.
Now, California, where you live, has everybody scratching their head all the time by the stupid stuff they're doing, right?
Sure.
Here we go again. California has bit the bullet of the $1.8 million per day they have had to pay for the failed high-speed train that we gave to them because we didn't want it in Florida.
Well, right. I don't think it's any further down the track, as it were. But certainly, Captain, California has bigger problems than trying to get some kind of high-speed train. California is a drain of people who have companies, who work in California. They're all leaving the state, and they're all going to places, well, like Texas. They're going to Florida, too, of course.
Wait a minute. They're leaving the state when they're getting $1,050 stimulus checks to people?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's waiting for the big stimulus.
And then they'll leave the state.
And then they'll leave. But, of course, that's the whole thing of trying to make people feel better about having the gas prices skyrocket so badly. It's a panacea. It's not.
Okay, now that's another question I have for you. I understand that the California governor is going to have a special session of the legislature specifically dealing with the gas prices.
Well, of course, you know, all that goes into the theater of it all. You know, we understand why the gas prices are so high.
Highest gas tax in the country for openers?
Well, of course. But I think this is all part of the idea that they can't continue to message their way out of it. They can't get people to deny reality, and so they got to look, that's in quotes, look like they're doing something about it, when in reality they don't want fossil fuels, as it's called. They don't want gasoline powered cars, and they don't care what's going to happen in 2035 if we ever get there in one piece, in order to have an electrical grid that could charge everybody's electrical car. For every driver in California, I guess, has to have an electric car at that point.
Well, if California's chopped off and into water by that time, the Pacific Ocean's running through the middle of California, then you might have to have a kayak, a canoe, a rowboat, because they don't want to have you have a gasoline-powered one, right?
That's right. As long as it's electric-powered,
could
kayak,
be a sail. Could be a sailboat. Could be a sailboat.
Sailboat. Well, but see, that's the whole thing. You know, it's an incredible transition. This is all happening. We're mandating it, but Captain, it's going to fall flat in its face.
Sure.
You know, people aren't going to buy these cars. They're going to keep fixing their gas-powered cars.
Sure.
And go as long as they can go.
And here we are. We're laughing about your state that you're living in, and it's pitiful.
Well, and it is pitiful because California, not all that long ago, was a real powerhouse, and in terms of technology, aerospace, and so forth. But you've got, as I was saying, I think one of the most important problems is you've got people who are leaders that develop their own companies, but they're all leaving the state because they can't stand it anymore.
Well, here in this state, Hurricane Ian has left scenes of recovery, some despair, and hope on the Florida coast as the rescue and recovery continues. I had somebody say to me yesterday they were told that a lot of people were leaving not to come back. Well, okay, I'll buy that. But guess what, Kyle?
What's that?
For every person that leaves Florida to not come back, there's three that are coming in.
Well, I can certainly imagine. And
especially now.
Reasons. Yeah, especially now. But, of course, it's most unfortunate a lot of people have been devastated by Ian.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the good news, you mentioned a little bit earlier in the program about the linemen getting the power back on.
Sure.
Looks like only right now in Lee County, it looks like we got about 14,000 people out. Ultimately, we got about 25,000 people out. Actually, that number has gone up. I correct myself. It's about 22,000 out in Lee County right now. So they're still making progress, but hopefully it'll speed up eventually here.
Yeah, that's fantastic, and they are making progress. But here's the thing, folks. You know, what happened with Hurricane Charley? I'll use that as my basis for my statement here. Hurricane Charley wiped a bunch of people out, totally destroyed Punta Gorda, parts of Port Charlotte, went right up Highway 17, through Arcadia, into Orlando, and there were structures and lives changed forever. Yeah, there were some people that left the area never to come back again. But guess what? There were new homes that were built. There were new tax laws that were allowed, passed, to allow people to come in and live tax-free for a number of years, start a business, this, that, and the other. It's going to happen again. This is going to be a tremendous opportunity for people that want to take advantage of it. A tremendous opportunity. Mark my words. Kyle and I will be right back. We're going to check the roads again. On the road again. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Boy, do I remember that song, Kyle.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's very cool.
Dancing to that song. By the way, this was the 29th annual anniversary show, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he was one of the headliners up there, and they got Stevie Wonder playing playing a saxophone right now, and they had a whole bunch of people up on stage who were singing harmony with him and all that sort of stuff. It was great. But Dion, I'll tell you what, he's in his 80s. I think he's just 80 now, to make a correct statement here. And he's just plugging away. It's amazing, utterly amazing.
It is really very nice. Yes,
yep,
absolutely.
Yep. Very happy to be able to say that. I hope I'm so lucky when that happens. But anyway, Kyle, you take it away. Tell us what's going on out west, because we do have some activity going on, and I see a lot of fog in Washington State on I-90 going up over Snoqualmie towards Wenatchee.
Well, that's right. It looks like right now, of course, we're checking out Snoqualmie Pass along I-90. There aren't any restrictions, so that's good right up there on the pass itself. But we also do have some fog going down the coast of Washington State and Oregon. It's going to start around South Bend, Washington. This is where the dense fog advisory is. And that's going to go all the way down to just a little bit around Florence there in Oregon. So you want to be very careful with that, of course, if you're coming along the coast. Line. We continue with some smoke and the air quality alert. This is going to be in central Washington right now. This is some wildfire smoke, we understand, but it's sticking north of I-90, so that's good. It's going to be up in the Malaga area, Waterville, and so forth right now. There's a lot of this is getting blown out of Seattle, the Seattle area, by some of those, that weather that looks like it'll be coming in there. We continue with frost advisories in southern Colorado tonight. And then the aerial flood advisory we had last hour has disappeared. So that's good news for our folks in New Mexico down near Carlsbad. Looks like that rain has moved on, or that flood advisory, aerial flood advisory, has dropped off. The rain around Las Cruces that we had last hour has dissipated quite significantly. It's now over near Oro Grande if you're coming along Highway 54. So be careful out there.
Well, you know, just when you thought things were just cruising along, along comes this unsettled weather in places like Nebraska. Now, in Nebraska, we got us some cold weather that just decided to make its presence known again. We knew it was going to be chilly, but you might be getting a pretty good-sized frost there across I-80 from coming up out of Colorado on 76 all the way over towards Grand Island. So be advised of that. And that could continue for even further than that, maybe over as far as Lincoln, but they do have some advisories in there, warnings, if you will. I'm sorry, watches, not warnings yet, but it looks like it's going to happen. In the meantime, drifting on down to Texas, we've got rain and lots of it. Midland coming across I-20, down to the split right there at Pecos, and then over east on I-10 to Fort Stockton, rain and on down to the Mexican border. We could have some flash flooding in there today. It certainly could happen because of the rain that's coming down. Coming down fairly heavy at the moment. Looks like it's going to stay that way for a while. Then as we take a look at Lake Michigan tonight, we have a gale warning on Lake Michigan, north to south. How about that? Now, as if that wasn't interesting enough, let's go over into the middle Atlantic, where we've got about two-thirds of Kentucky having a frost advisory tonight. That continues over into the western part of Virginia to include most of I-81, all the way up out of Tennessee, West Virginia, on up to Maryland, and on up to the Pennsylvania state line. So be advised of that. Now, what happens when you get these frost and or freeze advisories is sometimes these bridges will freeze over. And when they do, and you hit one of those bridges, you're liable to go for a ride. So be careful. Be careful. Now, the other thing is, central part of Tennessee coming up by I-65 and right through Nashville. It looks like as if you got some weather in there to include, again, frost. Bring it up into the southern part of Pennsylvania, southwestern corner of Pennsylvania, as well as the southeastern corner of Ohio. Same thing there, all in the mountainous areas, the hilly areas. And up in Maine tonight, along with New Hampshire, over towards Vermont, you've got a frost advisory up in there. A couple areas up in there where it could be a freeze warning, looks like. So be advised of that. Now, in the meantime, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go over to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Very good. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget the Trucker Sideway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Flying J and Pilot truck stops out there. Stop on by. Find out why they are America's number one truck stop chain. Okay, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, there's been a lot of things that have happened since last night. Number one, sometime during the day, yesterday, early on, a Russian barrage pounded some apartment buildings and other targets in one city in Ukraine over there in the eastern area. During the course of the evening and the night, we've had several cities struck by missiles, yeah, including Kiev and about half a dozen more cities. Russia has met, convened their national, their equivalent of a National Security Council, and there was a general yesterday that said there's going to be a lot more, or made some sort of comment like that, a Russian general.
Yes. Multiple hits happened in Kyiv, Lviv, and Dnipro. So apparently Ukraine's parliament is convening, as is, interestingly enough, Putin's. So there are several bodies dead in Ukraine. So we don't know where this is necessarily going to lead, but now parts of Ukraine have electricity outages and water supply issues, as well as, you know, certainly death. So, you know, when you fight a war, it's military against military. And that's not what's happening here.
No, the civilians. Mm-hmm.
Putin is fine with killing civilians.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a war crime. I mean,
yep.
I don't know how else to put it.
Well, you're putting it right. It's accurate.
So we don't know where we are with, you know, the reaction of the United States, or the reaction of NATO, but more importantly, what's the reaction of President Xi of China?
Okay, hold that thought. We'll find out more about that and a lot more stuff when we come back here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with a lot more.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.